Open your Bibles to Psalms division number 126. And you'll stand for the reading of God's word. Won't take you very long to find Psalms. Just look in the middle of your Bible, okay? Psalms division number 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, "The Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bringing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Dear Lord, you know that I would really like to be a blessing today to Dr. and Mrs. Paul Chappell. I'd like to be a blessing to the wonderful people of Lancaster Baptist Church. They have blessed me in so many ways through these years. Now, the only way I could do that would be that you would use me. So as best I know how, this morning, dear Lord, I submit myself into your hands. I pray, dear Lord, that you would anoint my mind that I could think right today. Anoint my lips that I could speak right. Most of all, anoint my heart that I would be right. And Lord, whatever you do today and any time in our lifetime and throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, we will be more than happy to bend our knees and bow our heads and give you all the honor and all the glory. It is in the name of our lovely Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ, we beg these petitions. Amen. You may be seated. The children of Israel are returning from captivity. In all probabilities, the Babylonian captivity. They're going back to Jerusalem, the place where they had longed for many, many years. The fact that they were going back to Jerusalem, it seemed like a dream to them. Has anything ever happened to you and you got to thinking, I've got to pinch myself and see if I'm really awake? This just seems too good to be true. I'll never forget, I could not forget, the night in 1949, the third Saturday night in October 1949, as a 16-year-old boy, that I walked down the aisle, listened to a Baptist preacher, bowed my head and asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior. And I remember going home that night and I was thinking, I must be dreaming. I mean, nobody in my family is saved. I don't even know hardly anybody that's saved. And I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. It was like a dream. Thank God the dream is still a reality. Amen. And as they were dreaming, they this is wonderful. And they're singing and they're laughing. And they're having a wonderful time. We're going back to Jerusalem. That's where God reigns. You remember in captivity in the 137th Psalm that their captors had said to them, "Sing us the songs of Zion, sing us the songs about joy." And they hung their harps on a willow and cried and said, "We cannot sing the joyful song of Zion in a foreign country." But it's different now. They're going back to Jerusalem. They're singing. They're laughing. They're having a wonderful time. And the heathen looked at them. The heathen, people that don't know God. And they said, the Lord hath done great things for them. And they answered, yes, you're right. The Lord has done great things for us. Wherefore, we are glad. Hey, let's say that together tonight, would you? Or today, whatever time it is, okay? Here's it. The Lord hath done great things for us. Let's let the world know that, okay? All together. The Lord hath done great things for us. Can we say that this morning? Amen. Lancaster Baptist Church, as we sit here this morning, and we can say, the Lord hath done great things for us. They're singing and laughing. I believe for a long, long time that the greatest advertisement for biblical Christianity is a singing, praising, happy Christian. And even the heathen realized that God had done something great for them. They responded, yes, the Lord hath done great things for us. For just a few minutes this morning, and I don't even know how much time I have. I haven't asked anybody when I'm supposed to quit, so I'll just go till I get through, okay? Yeah. Brother Chap was nervous already, okay? let's just take a little journey, okay? 1986, a young preacher and his family were on vacation. They visited a small church in Lancaster, California. The people invited the young preacher to speak that morning. After preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night, the family was asked to leave the room for a few minutes. And after a few minutes, a man came and said to them, we have had a business meeting tonight, and we have voted for you to be our pastor. And I'm sure Dr. Chapel, like Gomer Pyles, said, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. And the church offered a great salary, zero. And the building was in foreclosure. They were meeting in one room, had the rest of the church rented out to another church. And the amazing thing is that in spite of the fact that they could offer them basically nothing except an opportunity, that God the Holy Spirit laid on the heart of Dr. and Mrs. Chapel, both of them, that they ought to accept that invitation. And they did. And aren't we glad that they listened to God rather than looking around and seeing what somebody could do for them? Amazing. Amazing. Let's look back for a minute. Does us good to look back. We should never forget where we come from. We should never forget people that have helped us in the past and so forth. It's awfully easy to do that. But let's look back for just a minute. A small beginning, maybe 14 people, something of that nature, but a great faith. When Brother Miss Chapel took this pastor, basically all they had was faith in God. Hey, by the way, and that's all we need. Amen. And somebody as well said, we'll never really realize that God is all we need until He is all that we have. And basically, that's all they had. But guess what? They had a total commitment to be all that they could be for the glory of God. When he first got here, he knocked on an average of 500 doors a week. That, my dear friend, is a determined work ethic, is it not? The amazing thing, he's still knocking on doors. We went out yesterday. It's always a joy to visit with Dr. Chappell. Knocking on doors. I go to a lot of churches, and you know they're having visitation on Saturday, and pastors will say to me, "Brother Sis, you don't have to go." And I said, "I know I don't have to go." And they said, "It's all right. We got to." I said, "I'm not going for you. I'm going for me." Amen. He stayed at it all of these years. A total commitment. A determined work ethic. And one of the greatest things that a preacher can have. He had a loving, sacrificial wife. The Bible says, "He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing." And when Dr. Chappell found Terry, he found a good thing. Now, I've often wished the writer of Proverbs would put in there, "He that findeth a good wife findeth a good thing." Because some men have found a wife and it was not a good thing, okay? A loving, sacrificial wife. A total dependence upon God. Listen to a total dependence upon God. John 15:5 has always been one of my favorite verses. "He that abideth in me and I am the vine, you are the branch. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." A total dependence upon God. And guess what that brings? That brings the blessings of God. Since 1986, God's hand of blessings has been on Lancaster Baptist Church. And now we see in the middle of the desert a miracle of God. Amen. Establishing one of the greatest churches in the world today. Looking back helps us to realize what God can do. Now, let's take another look. Let's look around us. I'll never forget. Pastor Chappell brought me out here to see the first acreage they had obtained. He was so excited about it. There's a picture of it over in the Revels building. He was so excited about it. I'm from Eastern Tennessee. We have lots of trees. We have lots of grass, a lot of flowers, you know, everything. And I'm standing there beside of him, and he is so thrilled. And I'm wondering, how can he get so excited about a dust bowl, juniper trees, tumbleweeds? You know the difference? He had a vision. He could see. He wasn't there yet, but he could see it developing. I'm reminded of the story when they dedicated Disney World. And someone said, "It's too bad that Walt could not live to see this." And somebody else replied, "He did. That's the reason it's here." And all I could see was a dust bowl. But he could see great things. Over now, as we look around us, over 100 acres of land. Is that a miracle or not? And on that land, over $80 million worth of buildings. That's a staggering number, but it's a reality. The Lord had done great things for us, amen. Through the years, since 1986, tens of thousands of people are saved as a result of the ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church. Think about it. All around the world, not just here in the Antelope Valley, but all over America, all around the world, there are people that are there because of the ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church. It wasn't long before a Christian school was developed. And that has produced some of the greatest Christians in the world. Then eventually, now I'm thinking 25 years ago, and I may be wrong. If I am, tell me after the service, not now, okay? He started the Bible college. I'll never forget when he first started it. He said, "Don, I want you to come out here and help me in my Bible college. I'm starting the Bible college." And I said, "Well, Brother Chapel, right now, I have a little job to do. I'm the president and general director of Baptist International Missions, okay?" But I was honored that he would even ask me to come and help. Thank God later, I was able to come and help a little bit. The Bible College. And because of the West Coast Baptist College, which is a ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church. By the way, all of this is the church, okay? Yeah. And in everything that's happened, we have never forgotten that God's plan for the world, for evangelizing the world, is the local church. Because of Lancaster Baptist Church, West Coast Baptist College was established. Hundreds have left here and are being used of God all over the world. I hardly ever go to a church anywhere in America that I do not meet some staff member or some pastor that was trained here at West Coast Baptist College, a ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church. Think about it. Pastors, youth pastors, music directors, teachers in Christian schools, missionaries. Bea and I just finished our candidate school Saturday of today's the first day of this week. And there were 14 of the candidates that were from West Coast Baptist College. For the last 20 years plus, one-third of all of the missionaries that have been approved by Baptist International Missions have come from West Coast Baptist College. And they're all over the world today. And when you go to bed tonight, somebody will be waking up somewhere preaching the gospel as a representative of Lancaster Baptist Church. Over $20 million has been given to world evangelization. Isn't that like a dream? We were like them that dream. That's too good to be true. Striving Together Ministries, a publishing company, has been established. And they are providing materials for churches and other colleges and so forth all over the world. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore, we are glad. Now, for just a minute, let's look at the future. By the way, I love the spirit, the enthusiasm, the determination of Dr. Chapel today. He's not about to get in a rocking chair and say, "Look what we have done." Now, it's good to look and see what God has done, okay? By the way, it's all of God. I mean, we're instruments. God has used him and you as instruments, but the work is the Lord. I planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. It's all of God. And we're not about to just sit around and think about what God has done. Let's look at the future. Listen to the Apostle Paul, old man, nearing death in a prison. And he is emphasizing that I've got to keep growing. I've got to keep working for God. And he makes this statement, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying? I've not arrived. I'm not satisfied. Oh, I'm content. I thank God for what he's done. But I'm not just going to sit around and relish in the laurels of what we have done. We must continue. We live in a planet Earth, on the planet Earth, where there are now living 7.9 billion people. We got a job to do. And as we look at the future, what do we think? We must stay true to the Word of God. Amen. The one thing you can be sure of, when anything's happening at Lancaster Baptist Church, is that it is according to the Word of God. Amen. I listen to Pastor Chappell. I don't come to church much. I'm a bad church member, okay? But I listen to him. And you never come to Lancaster Baptist Church, hear Dr. Paul Chappell, that you know to have a Bible-based message. And he's not just preaching about the Bible. He is preaching the Bible. I'll never forget my ordination service in 1956. I don't remember much of the sermon. But the pastor was using 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I remember him looking down at me and he said, "Don, preach the word." And then he said, "If it's true, it isn't new. And if it's new, it isn't true. Preach the word." Aren't we glad that Pastor Chappell has not spent 35 years looking for some other way to do it other than the preaching of the word of God? Amen. We must stay with the word of God. We must be dependent on and obey God. We have to depend. Folks, we face a crisis in 2021 that we've never faced before. But I'm convinced that we're going to come out of it and say, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We might lose a battle here and now, but I've read the last chapter of the book. And guess what? We win! Amen. And we have to face it with a positive attitude. God is doing something, and we're going to depend on him for everything. You think about it. $80 million worth of buildings. That didn't happen because a bunch of millionaires gave a whole lot of money. It happened because God's people sacrificed. And God provided. I love Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We must continue. By the way, and I don't even need to say this. It's going to happen. To make soul winning and the fulfilling of the Great Commission a constant work of Lancaster Baptist Church. listen to the words of Jesus. This is what Lancaster Baptist Church has followed all of these years. Go ye therefore. And he had just said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. That's our job. That's what we've been doing for 35 years. That's what we must do today. Nothing has changed. Amen. Nothing has changed as far as reaching the world with the gospel message. Then we must continue to love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you call yourself Bible-believing, fundamental, independent Baptist. No. By this shall all men know you're my disciples, because you have all of this property. No, no. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. Not many places on the earth where you're going to be loved like you're loved by Pastor and Ms. Chapel, the staff members, the deacons, the members of Lancaster Baptist Church, to love one another. And then in closing, now most of my closings are long. This one is not, okay? What's the ultimate purpose? What's the reason for everything that's been done for the last 35 years at Lancaster Baptist Church? And here it is: to bring glory to our great God. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And I believe from the depth of my heart, what we've been doing for 35 years and what we're doing now is bringing glory to our great God. Let me exhort you. Our church has had a great past. Many have sown the word of God. The last part of this verse says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth bearing precious seeds shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Many have shed tears. Many of you have helped to spread the gospel, to share the word of God with other people. Please, don't be a member that just watches. Don't be a member that just watches what's happening. Be a member that can be counted on to do whatever you can do to make Lancaster Baptist Church all that it needs to be today and in the future to the glory of God. Let me say to you that are watching online, if you're going to Walmart and you're going to the restaurants, you ought to be coming back to church, amen? You said, that's cruel, Brother Sitz. Okay, I'm cruel, okay? I thank God that we've had online so we could do something during the pandemic. But that is not a good excuse for this assembling of ourselves together. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. 35th anniversary. That's determined by the grace of God. I'm going to be all that I can be as a member of Lancaster Baptist Church, so Lancaster Baptist Church can be not only a church that has had a great past, but a church that has a great future. We were like them that dream. We were like them that dream. I went home that night, 1949. I didn't know much about the Bible, but I knew I was a sinner when I went to church. I knew I was on my way to hell. I'd had enough Bible teaching. I'd gone to some old-fashioned revival meetings, camp meetings, and so forth. I knew I was a sinner. I knew if I died, I'd go to hell. The Bible says all of sin comes short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's hell. But the gift of God is eternal life. If you happen to be here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, the greatest joy of Lancaster Baptist Church today would not be all of the festivities that we're going to have, but it would be knowing that you have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.